Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are things in our lives that we wish would never run out. The gas in the tank, the time in our day, the food in the fridge, the money in our accounts, the energy in our body, and for some of us, the coffee in our cup. Wouldn't it be great if those things never ran out? Of course it would, but our everyday experience tells us time and time again that eventually things run out. Eventually they're empty and gone. And with certain of those things, at times we know and we feel the cold reality that there just doesn't seem to be enough of it. Well, that was certainly the feelings of the widow at Zarephath that we meet in our text this morning. But first, a little background leading into this encounter. Ahab had become king of Israel and married Jezebel. Together, they did evil in the eyes of the Lord by leading the people to worship false gods. It's said of Ahab that he did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. Elijah then pronounced God's judgment on Ahab and the land by predicting a drought. The word of the Lord directed Elijah to go into hiding, where God miraculously provided for all of his needs. Now in our text, the word of the Lord comes to Elijah again. This time, the Lord sends Elijah out of hiding to a widow whom God had instructed to feed him. Arriving at the city gate, Elijah finds the widow there gathering sticks. He asks for some water to drink, for some bread to eat. As the widow is going to get that water, she calls back to Elijah, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Things are so scarce and hopeless, the widow is prepared to die that very day. In the midst of that scarcity, this woman has been commanded by Elijah's God to feed him, to give him seemingly all that she has left. How absurd a situation! How audacious of a request of one who has so little herself. Her reluctance to help is understandable. This account of the widow reminds us of another widow in a dire situation too. In that account, we find Jesus teaching about the dangers of being like those who flaunt their position, who flaunt their status, who flaunt their wealth. Then he sits down with his disciples outside the temple, where they can see the treasury, and watches the rich people put their large amounts of money into the offering box. Now the camera zooms in on this other widow as she pulls out two small copper coins, all that she has, and drops those two little coins into the treasury. What a small drop of rain in a vast ocean of wealth. Why did she do that? If that's all she has, why give it away? How foolish. But Jesus says of this woman, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on." How similar these accounts of the two widows seem to be if we look at it from the world's way of thinking. If you're down to your last meal, you don't feed someone else. If you're down to your last penny, you don't give it away. That's what the logic of the world tells us to do. But what about a person's heart? Because it is easy to follow the ways of the world and get pulled into trusting in the wrong things, trusting in all that you have and all that you've done and your status in life. The accounts of the two widows show us where their hearts were. Show us how God used scarcity in their lives as a doorway to trust in Him. Trust in God's provision is the only way that either of these accounts make sense before a world that says they're foolish. They had no idea what would happen next in their lives. But we are told that the widow obeyed the command from God, and she and her household ate for days. The other widow gave her last coins, and she was praised by Jesus for her sacrifice. When you feed the poor, when you donate things that you have to help others, when you give at your church, you don't know what's going to happen next. Maybe you will continue in abundance. Maybe you'll find yourself in scarcity. We just don't know. But we do know how it's worked throughout the ages when it comes to God and His people. When they wandered in the desert, God provided manna for them to eat. When they were thirsty, God gave them water from a rock. When they were hungry at the end of the day, Jesus provided for thousands from just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. As they were dead in their trespasses and sins, God provided life in His Son. Whether you have plenty in this life or just enough, in Jesus there is always enough. Jesus came to be enough and so much more for us. His death on the cross was exactly enough to pay the full price for your sins. His resurrection to life was exactly enough to conquer sin and Satan and death for you. So now, if you find yourself too focused on your abundance, you can look to the cross and know that Jesus gave up everything to be enough for you. If you find yourself too focused on your own abilities, you can look inside that empty tomb and know that it's enough for you. If you find yourself too focused on things and people other than Christ and His love for you, you can look to His abundant blessings in your life and know that He continually cares for you and loves you and provides for you every day. In repentance, you look to the Lord, and forgiveness and salvation and eternal life with Christ are yours because your Heavenly Father has provided exactly enough and so much more in His one and only Son, Jesus. When life feels like you only have a handful of flour in the jar, He gives you His word of promise and hope. When life feels like you only have a little oil in the jug, He washes you clean and reminds you daily that you are raised to new life in Him. When it feels like you're drained and empty and there's nothing left to fill you up, He gives you His very body and blood to satisfy your hungering and thirsting soul, to forgive your sins, to strengthen your faith and trust in Him. What a joy to know that as you are strengthened by the Holy Spirit through these means of grace to trust in God and His provisions for you, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life, there is always enough. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.